Well, Father, may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart be acceptable outside, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. If you don't have a Bible, there's probably a red one in front of you. This is from Zechariah chapter 6. Now I lifted up my eyes again and looked, and behold, four chariots were coming forth from between the two mountains, and the mountains were bronze mountains. With the first chariot were red horses, with the second chariot black horses, with the third chariot white horses, and with the fourth chariot strong dappled horses. Then I spoke, and the angel said, who was speaking with me, "What are these, my Lord?" And the angel answered and said to me, "These are the four spirits of heaven." Oh, it's the same word for breath of heaven. Going forth after standing before the Lord of all the earth. Revelation talks about chapter 4, the Holy Spirit, like seven torches, standing before the throne of God. And he says, with one of the which the black horses are going forth to the north country, and the white ones go forth after them, while the dappled ones go forth to the south country. When the strong ones went out, they were eager to go to patrol the earth. And he said, go patrol the earth. So they patrolled the earth. And then he cried out to me and spoke to me, saying, see, those who are going into the land of the north. And I'm going to read to you the proper translation. I love the New American Standard, but it's got this part wrong. It says, who've gone to the land of the north and have caused my spirit to rest. And then the chapter goes on. There's a number of things that the scripture's saying. Some of them I don't understand. But there are a few things I do understand. The four horses that go and patrol the earth speak of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If you know, like Ezekiel chapter 1, using the activity of angels also. And their job is to patrol the earth, to look for something. And it says that two of the horses, the black one and the white one, went to the north. And there, in the north, in patrolling that place, it says, those who went to the north, in verse 8, they found the land that have caused my spirit to rest. Now, the interesting thing in this chapter is that that's the only place that they found a place for him to rest was in the north. And the point being is that God doesn't always find a place or a person where his spirit can be at rest. But he does find some places, and he does find some people where his spirit can be at rest. And that's very, very significant. In Psalm 131, it says in Psalm 132, I'm sorry, remember, O Lord, on David's behalf, all his affliction, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the Mighty One of Jacob, surely I will not enter my house, nor lie on my bed, and I will not give my eyes sleep, nor slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a resting place for the Mighty One of Jacob. In Ezekiel 30, well, let me just read this to you, Ezekiel 37. This place of speaking to the Valley of Dry Bones. In verse 9, he said to me, prophesy to the breath, or to the wind, to the spirit. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may come to life. And it talks about the four winds in Zechariah 6. He talks about the four winds here. There's like four places, other places in the scripture talks about the four winds of heaven, which are different than the four winds of the earth. This is talking about the Spirit of God, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And when he prophesies this in Ezekiel 37, he's saying, come, four winds. And all those words, wind, spirit, breath, are all the same word in Hebrew, ruach, which speaks of the breath of God, which brings the Spirit of God. And what I want us to hear is this, is that I want to go into every place. If I find a place where the anointing is happening, I want to go there and draw from that. Amen? If there's something's happening here and I'm able to get to that, I want to draw. I want to cut and paste. I want to draw from everything because I don't want to be so filled of pride or separatism that I can't draw. I want all that God has. Amen? And sometimes you can find that in the strangest places. We can't be afraid of that. We have to be more afraid of missing something that God may have. So we want to go into those environments and have the discernment to know God's Spirit's moving there, and so I want to draw on that. I want to drink from that well. Because we long for the Holy Spirit to come and affect us from every direction, the four winds of the Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit to come and affect me in every direction, in holiness and power and signs and wonders, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, all the different things. I want Him to blow on me from every direction. So you heard what I just said. But ultimately, that's only going to happen on a permanent basis when God finds in you or in a place where He can rest. We've been saying that for a while now. I don't want God just to blow through my life again. I've experienced that before. It is wonderful. Blows through, blows out. I don't want to just go through a time again when He passes through my life or passes through this church or passes through this city. How many of you, how many times have we had conversations over the years? Oh, this is so awesome. It's so affecting my life. And then sometime later, oh, this is so awesome, this is affecting my life, as if the first time ever the Holy Spirit blew through your life. I want Him to blow through and then have all the windows and doors closed so that He stays. And just keep blowing in from one direction, but no places to escape. Again, that was the word of the Lord in Zechariah for the Israelites. They said to the Lord, Lord, don't just pass through this time. Stay this time. And in the end, no matter how many places we go to and dip from that well and draw from those different wells and have amazing things happen to us, in the end, God is looking for a resting place, not just a visiting place. People are saying all over the world, God is looking for a habitation, not just visitation. What is a resting place? What is He said He found in the north, He didn't find in the other. And He's patrolling, He's looking, the eyes of God, 2 Chronicles 16:9, are running to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for anyone whose heart is completely His, that He might show Himself strong on their behalf. And He says in verse 8, they patrolled, they were looking, they were searching. The Holy Spirit's looking for a place where God's Spirit that caused His Spirit to be at rest. Now, we've said this before, but let's hear this again. What is a resting place for God? Where can He be at rest? Where can He not just blow in but stay? A place where He no longer has to continually strive with an independent and resistant will. God will blow on a life. But if He finds in that life, no matter how many experiences you've had, phenomenal encounters you have, stories you can tell, if He doesn't find someone that in the steps of life, that they've settled the issue, and they've surrendered to His leadership and His sovereign rule in their lives, that He no longer has to constantly strive and argue and try to cajole us into saying yes to Him here and there. We've learned to wait on the Lord and only do those things He's doing, He's saying, and stop constantly telling Him to bless what we want to do. When He's found a heart really broken, really yielded, really surrendered, no agenda other than I just want to love You with all my heart by doing Your will. Because He said, if you love Me, you will keep My commandments. That's the one agenda. He said, that's a life that I can blow on from every direction. And all the other stuff, if He's blowing on your life from every direction, then all the things that He's put in your spirit to long for will happen. But it'll be a place where He can abide, a place where He can rest. See, we think those are the little things. The big things is when we pray for the sick, we do that kind of stuff. That's a result of the Spirit blowing in your life. And one of the things I learned years ago, I do not want to build a church that attracts people. The older I've gotten, the more comfortable I am with that. When you're younger, you just want to grow and be big and feel successful. I don't want a church that attracts people. If it attracts people, fine. I want a church that attracts God. And hopefully the presence of God will attract people. You understand what I'm saying? And so if God says wear aluminum foil on top of your head with an antenna coming out because that attracts sin, that's what we're going to do. And the reason we're doing all this stuff is simply because God said to do it. He was attracted to it. Doesn't mean he's not attracted to other things, but for us, this is God. I want to be a life that doesn't attract people or attract big ministry or attract big opportunities. When I was younger, I wanted that all the time because there was a lot of self-worth issues. I just want to have a life that attracts God to want to come in, unpack his bags, and settle down. And the four winds of the Spirit can blow my life from every direction. And then what he chooses for me to do in terms of assignments, his business. That's not my dream. My dream is just his presence. My dream is just love him, really love him. Know I love him. Know he's real. And love him with real love. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.